Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, I'm Freddie and I'm 9 and hope you have a good Christmas.
Hello everybody, I'm Tracy and I'm Freddie's mum. As part of the VI Talk Christmas 2017 series, we've been asked to make some contributions on making Christmas cards. So over the next few days, Freddie and I will bring you some different ideas and designs on making your own Christmas cards. Freddie and I both have a visual impairment, so making cards as accessible to everybody is something that's important to us. Whether that's people with no vision, low vision, or fully sighted people. We're not professionals, but we're just in it for a bit of fun. So this is an introduction to some of the materials that we will be using over the next few days. Some of those include felt, buttons, card, string, pipe cleaners, drinking straws, lots of household items, but also items that have been bought in some of the high street shops or online, and we'll go into more detail on those as we go through the different days and different designs. One of the key things for being successful with making cards and craft activities when you have a visual impairment is to be organised and have everything to hand and know where things are. But also we sometimes, Freddie and I sometimes need some sighted assistance when shopping to buy the materials. But after that, we're independent in the activities that we do and the things that we make. So that's some of the materials that we'll be using. Some of the shops that we like to get those things from are, like I say, on the high street. So places like The Works, Poundland, Wilkinson's, Hobbycraft, The Range, whole variety of shops, and we often pick things up as we're going along throughout the year, finding different things that might be useful for making cards and making them either 3D or tactile. We'll give you more details on where and how to buy those items as we move through the different days. So that's it for now. This is just an introduction so you know who we are, and we look forward to coming back to you with our first design tomorrow. So from me, bye for now.
Bye! Hello, this is day one. This is Freddie and I'm 9.
And I'm Tracy and I'm Freddie's mum. So today's card is done on a A5 red background. The cards we got from The Range, they were pre-folded, so they're coloured card. And in the centre of the card we've placed
a Christmas tree
made from some green felt, which we cut out with some scissors, and we glued that onto the red background. And then onto the Christmas tree we put some pom-poms and
some snowflakes, a star, a Farmer Christmas in the right hand corner. On the left hand corner got a penguin with a Christmas hat. He's actually kind of technically throwing it.
It looks like he's free falling, doesn't he?
And it has a nice colourful trunk.
That's right. And the Father Christmas and the penguin, they were some pre-cut stickers that we picked up in The Range, I think. There's lots of Christmas stickers out there, but they've got a sticky back, but they're foam on the front. So they're raised a little bit from the surface of the card, along with the felt. So it's gives some sparkle, and the trunk of the tree we made with a small piece of pipe cleaner, just to add some depth to that as well, so that anyone with no vision would be able to hopefully feel the outline of the tree and the stump, and also identify the Father Christmas and the penguin. So a simple design, but Freddie thought that would be a bit of fun for the first one. So there's lots of sparkly bits out there, and like I said in our intro, we're quite often making use of pom-poms, which there seems to be a lot of around at the minute, but certainly lots of Christmas colours. So the pom-poms we've used on this card, on this tree, are red, silver and white, and we've got some gold and red shiny snowflakes. They're not 3D, they're flat to the felt, but just gives a bit of variety there on the tree. Okay, so just a few ideas to get you started. So that's it for day one. Bye from me for now.
Bye!
And we'll see you again another day. Bye for now.
Hello, this is day two, and I'm Freddie, and I'm nine.
And I'm Tracy, and I'm Freddie's mum. So for day two, we took a piece of A5 card, and we covered that in some black felt. And then we took a piece of white felt, which has got some silvery, glittery snowflakes printed onto it, which you can feel along and up on the felt. We took a piece of the white felt, half the height of the A5 card, and we shaped the top of it with like a wave effect, so scalloped, so to make it look like hills covered in snow. And we placed that onto the bottom of the card using some strong PVA glue. And then waited for that to dry, and then we found so the felt that we used for the card, we found in Hobbycraft. Hobbycraft were selling packs of Christmas sheets of felt. So though in the pack there was red, green, black and white. And they come in A4 size sheets, so you can able to cut them down to the size that you need. Then we found some snowmen foam stickers, so they're slightly raised in depth, and we stuck one of those onto the snow scene that we'd created with the felt, and his head goes above the level of the snow on the card, so appears on the black background above the snow, making it look like a night sky. And then we took some glitter glue, which again you can buy from lots of different craft shops, stationery shops, and lots of other high street shops too. We used gold, and with the nozzle on the glitter glue, we drew some buttons onto the tummy of the snowman. So three buttons going down the centre of his tummy. And then we took a small piece of red pipe cleaner and made a scarf for the snowman. We then used a black marker pen to draw a hat onto the top of the snowman's hat, and we drew some eyes also on the face of the snowman. We glued some gold snowflakes into the black sky, and they're just flat gold metallic shapes that were in a pack of multicoloured shapes, which can be found in lots of different craft shops and shops like Hobbycraft and The Range and The Works, especially at this time of year. And in the corner, Freddie drew with the glitter glue again, a star in the sky. So some, you know, contrast with the gold and the black, and the white snow effect at the bottom. So that's today's card design, and again, just a few different ideas on how to make Christmas cards a bit more tactile. Okay, so we'll be back with day three soon, so bye for now.
Bye!
And we'll speak to you again soon.
Hello! Today is day three, and I'm Freddie and I'm nine.
And I'm Tracy and I'm Freddie's mum. And today's theme for the cards
is reindeers.
That's right, reindeers. So we used some green A5 card, didn't we, Freddie?
Yeah.
We placed it horizontally and we found some cut out foam reindeer heads. They were from The Works. And one of them, which is on the left-hand side, is gold and glittery.
Yes.
And the one on the right-hand side is brown, matte, coloured. So we stuck... and these have... you're able to push out the eyes and the mouth, which Freddie did, didn't you?
Yes.
It was a bit fiddly, wasn't it?
Yes.
But they pushed
out...
The mouth
is the easier part.
That's true.
And the eyes are the... difficult part.
They were a bit more fiddly, weren't
and
they?
Kids, maybe ask a grown-up to help.
That's right. So we worked it out together, but we pushed out the mouth and the nose parts, and then we stuck the reindeer heads onto the card. So one's in the top left-hand corner, and the other one is in the bottom right-hand corner, leaving the top right corner and the bottom left corner blank. So once we'd stuck the reindeer heads onto the card, we left those to dry, and then we used some red pipe cleaner
yes.
to push into the gap where Freddie had pushed out the mouthpiece. So we bent the red pipe cleaner to make it look like the reindeers were smiling, because Freddie wanted some happy reindeers. So we stuck those on where the mouthpiece was, so that the mouth of the reindeer is raised above the level of the reindeer's head. And then we got some wobbly eyes, which from The Works, but you can they're quite commonly found in different craft shops for different craft activities, so all year round. But we stuck those onto each of the reindeers, so that where the eyepieces had been pushed out by Freddie. And then with some glitter glue, which comes in a bottle with a nozzle on the top, we wrote the words Merry in the oh dear, Merry in the top right hand corner, and the word Christmas in the bottom left hand corner. So with the nozzle, that's quite easy to do, and it means that the letters come out raised off the paper. The glitter forms a kind of a 3D effect. You can get different coloured glitter glue in bottles with nozzles. You can also make your own 3D paint, glue, sorry, with things like sand or rock salt. But obviously that needs a bit more kind of precision in piping it onto the item that you're using. So the glitter glue is quite nice because the nozzle's quite fine and you can write with it. Or draw shapes. So that's today's card design. Again, just giving some different ideas. on what's out there and what you might be able to create yourself. So that's it for day three. Bye from me for now.
Bye! Hello. This is day four, and I'm Freddie, and I'm nine.
And I'm Tracy, and I'm Freddie's mum. So today's design is on a red background. We've used A5 red card. We've put it in the horizontal position. And we have used three Christmas trees, which have been cut out of foam. And there's three altogether, and there's two darker ones and a lighter coloured green tree. These came in a pack, again from the range, in their craft section, so already pre-cut, and they're easy to glue onto the red card. So we've overlapped them a little, just on the corners, so that it looks like a forest effect, or so that one looks further away than the one in the near front. So once we'd glued those on with some PVA glue, we took some of our sparkly pom-poms and we glued some of those on, dipped the pom-poms in some glue and placed them onto the trees to make them look like baubles on the tree. So we've got some silver pom-poms, we've got some gold metallic pom-poms and some smaller white plain pom-poms, and we've placed those onto the three of the trees. And we made, for those who listened in on day three, we used the push-out mouth sections from the reindeers to use as the tree stems on the Christmas trees. So because they're brown, they look like the stumps of a tree. So we made use of those offcuts to make them again more 3D. And then at the top of each Christmas tree, Freddie, with the glitter glue, which comes in a bottle with a nozzle, drew a star on the top of each of the Christmas trees. And we left it at that. We didn't want to make it too cluttered. And that was kind of enough for that one. But with the pom-poms, it makes it quite colourful. So that's on the outside. There wasn't any room to put any writing on the outside of this one today. But just to say that with this one and with all the other cards that we've done and going to be doing, we've done these on blank Christmas cards, on blank cards. So on the inside, there is room to write a message if you were able to, or if you needed a sighted person to do that, if you prefer, or you could place some braille in there, depending on who you're sending it to and what their preferred format is. But we've used and been using some devices, I guess. They're like pads that you can record your own message, so they come blank and you can record onto them, usually up to about 20 seconds, which is enough to wish somebody a Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday. They can often be re-recordable, so if you make a mistake you can re-record over it as well. And you can get those from eBay, Amazon, lots of places online, but also Maplin sell them. They tend to come in multi-packs, so you can buy more than one at a time, and they just have a sticky pad, or you can glue them onto the inside of a card, so that you can record your message and give a nice audio message to the person that you're sending the card to as well. that's just a bit of background on that. I'll refresh on that one again when we do some other card designs. But that's it for day four. So bye from me.
And bye!
And we'll speak to you again next time. Bye for now.
Hello, this is day five. And I'm Freddie and I'm nine.
I'm Tracy.
And Merry Christmas.
And I'm Tracy and I'm Freddie's mum. So today's Christmas card design is on a green background. And we have placed in the bottom left-hand corner a small snowman, which was a pre-cut piece of foam.
And got stuck in.
That's right. So the snowman had a sticky back, so we just placed that onto the green card. He was just a white shaped snowman, so we have added on a green and white striped scarf with a pen, and on his face was already drawn some eyes, nose and a mouth. And Freddie decided to give this snowman a sparkly red pom-pom for a hat, so he looks very festive, that snowman. And next to the snowman we've placed a white pom-pom, so that looks like a snowball, a large snowball that the snowman's playing with. You could use as an alternative cotton wool if you don't have any pom-poms to hand. So that would work just as well, but obviously the pom-poms are a bit more firm and don't tease apart quite as much as cotton wool would, but you can get the cotton wool balls, so that might work if you were able to reduce those to the size that you needed. So as Freddie said, to the right hand side of the snowman we have a red stocking. It's probably about twice the size of the snowman, so it goes about two thirds of the way up the card. And that was again a pre-cut sticky back piece of foam. These were found in packs that we picked up in Hobbycraft, the stockings were, I think. And it's nice and sparkly. It's got like a glittery surface to it as well. Sorry, the dog's been joining in as well.
And yeah, he just wants a nice
we need
bark.
A festive dog, don't we? And at the top of the stocking, we've placed two smaller white pom-poms to form the cuff of the stocking, giving again a 3D effect. And then in the top left-hand corner, we found some bows. So they're like red bows, and it has a piece of gold tag around it. I think we can pick those up in the pound shop. And with the wired gold ribbon, you can make a hole just using a pencil or the end of a sharp scissor, if you feel confident to do that, just to make a hole so you can push the gold wire through, and that then attaches the bow to the card. So that was just a few different ideas for today's design. What do you like most about it, Freddie?
I do like the stocking.
You like the stocking? So that's it for today, and we will speak to you again the next time.
Hello, this is day six, and I'm Freddie, and I'm nine, and Merry Christmas.
Hello, and I'm Tracy, and I'm Freddie's mum. So today's card, we have used again an A5 piece of card.
Yes.
And we've covered that in some black felt.
Yeah, with some snowflakes.
So the snowflakes are printed on in silver.
Yes.
And they're glittery, and they're spaced out across the felt.
We've got some nice big bowl balls, with like a filthy kind of one.
Yeah, so we put three big sparkly green pom-poms in the middle, didn't we?
Yeah, and
to
then...
To make it look like a little bit like a Christmas tree in and a then, triangular shape.
And then got a normal bowl, not bowl,
pom-pom.
Pom-pom. pom-pom, and then...
At the top.
Can you bow!
It's a red bow, isn't it? The bow is a kind of has a velvety feel to it, and in the centre of the bow it's tied together with a piece of gold wired ribbon. So that's sitting at the top of the three pom-poms that are in a triangular shape in the centre. And we left it at that, didn't we? We felt that was enough on the card. We didn't want to make it too heavy or over-cluttered.
Like the last one?
So we thought with the black background and the snowflakes, that was enough. So the felt we got from, can you remember, Freddie? The range, wasn't
the range.
It? We got a pack of different coloured felts. And these big pom-poms, I think, were also... They were from Hobbycraft, weren't they, the big pom-poms? And the bows are the same as we used in a previous card.
Yes.
And you can get those from Christmas shops or the pound shop. And you know, sometimes people use them on parcels. But they've got the wired ribbon that you can push through the card and to secure it. So that's it for today, isn't it, Freddie?
Bye.
And we'll be back again
for day 7.
That's right. So bye for now.
Bye.